This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Desperate Palestinians fleeing Israel's expanding ground offensive crowded into an ever-shrinking area of the Gaza Strip as the Israel-Hamas war entered its third month. The United Nations warned its aid operation is in tatters because no place in the besieged enclave is safe. The Israeli army said Friday that over the past day, its forces had struck about 450 targets in the tiny, densely populated Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Some of about the 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to return to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. They've been living in hotels and guest houses for 2 months now. Linda Gradstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'alea Chamisha, Israel.
French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday pledged reconstruction work of the Paris Notre Dame Cathedral will be completed as scheduled, and the cathedral would reopen within exactly 1 year. The fire on April 15, 2019, the wooden spire, again part of the Paris skyline since late last month. This is VOA News.